Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President-elect Biden is laying out his plan to boost distribution of coronavirus vaccines.
If we're getting more people vaccinated, then we need more vaccination sites. That's where we're going to harness the full resources of the federal government to establish thousands of community vaccination centers.
And Biden says his incoming administration will use the Defense Production Act to maximize manufacture of vaccines and better coordinate with states to speed up the distribution of the shots. Biden spoke a day after calling the Trump administration's rollout a dismal failure as he unveiled a $1.9 trillion plan to confront the virus and support the economy. Parts of the California state capitol were closed to the public Friday after anti-COVID-19 vaccine activists made threats to lawmakers during a budget hearing. CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports from Sacramento.
In-person public comment has been rare at the California capitol during the pandemic, but three women showed up to protest the vaccine and pandemic shutdowns. They did not identify themselves before speaking. Two of them used threatening language in their comments.
See how much longer we're going to just sit here and wait to give public comment. We didn't buy guns for nothing.
The leader of the state Senate, who oversees security, said the comments are being treated as threats and closed the chamber to the public. The remarks came the same day Governor Gavin Newsom deployed 1,000 National Guard troops to protect the Capitol ahead of protests planned this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Nixon in Sacramento.
California and other states, including Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, are working to avoid what happened at the U.S. Capitol last week. They're beefing up security ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Demonstrations are expected to begin this weekend. In Florida, prosecutors say a man has been charged with trying to organize an armed response to pro-Trump protesters expected at the state capitol in Tallahassee tomorrow. The National Rifle Association says it is declaring bankruptcy and leaving New York for Texas, as NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The powerful gun rights group has been dogged in recent years by a scandal over the misuse of funds. And last year, the New York State Attorney General sued the organization and some of its leaders, including Wayne LaPierre. Now LaPierre has announced that the NRA will leave New York and reincorporate as a nonprofit in Texas. The NRA portrayed the investigation as biased and New York's political atmosphere as toxic. New York Attorney General Letitia James responded with a statement accusing the NRA of being financially and morally bankrupt. The statement says her office is reviewing the implications of the bankruptcy filing, but pledges not to allow the NRA to, quote, evade accountability. Martin Costi, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The opposition candidate in Thursday's presidential election in Uganda says security forces are not allowing anyone in or out of his home today. Bobby Wine alleges the government is isolating him as final results are due to be announced today. With most of the votes counted, longtime leader Yoweri Museveni appears to be heading to a commanding victory. Wine alleges widespread fraud and a government-ordered internet blackout remains in place. The chairman of Broadway's Schubert organization has died. Philip J. Smith died in Manhattan Friday from complications of COVID-19. He was 89 years old. The Schubert organization owns and operates many Broadway theaters and co-produces shows. And as a Schubert executive, Smith helped modernize and revitalize Broadway in the 70s and 80s, as Jeff London reports.
The Brooklyn-born Smith was a high school dropout turned movie usher. In 1957, he was hired by the Schubert Organization as a box office manager at the Imperial Theater and worked his way up the ladder to the executive suite. Along the way, Smith helped innovate the way people purchased tickets. Under his watch, the Schuberts began accepting credit card payments, and Smith helped create a computerized ticketing system. He was also instrumental in establishing the half-price tickets booth in Times Square in 1973. And what was once a dangerous neighborhood was cleaned up with Schubert-produced hits like A Chorus Line and Cats. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.